Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Sustainable Living Solutions. I'm your host, James, and today we have a very special guest with us. Please welcome Jonathan, who's here to talk about an exciting new sustainable housing project in Iringa, Tanzania. Jonathan, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, James. It's a pleasure to be here and to share some exciting news about this groundbreaking project.
That's fantastic, Jonathan. To kick things off, could you tell our listeners a bit more about this new sustainable housing project in Iringa and how it aims to help reduce house costs?
Absolutely, James. The project in Iringa is a community-driven initiative that's focused on providing affordable and sustainable housing options for the local residents. It's an innovative response to the growing housing affordability crisis, particularly among seniors who are looking to make the most of their pensions. The project's core idea is to create homes that are not only eco-friendly, but also cost-effective to build and maintain. The design includes features like solar panels, rainwater harvesting systems, and energy-efficient construction materials, all aimed at reducing utility costs for homeowners.
That sounds incredibly promising, Jonathan. Can you tell us a bit about how this project came into being and the community's role in making it a reality?
Certainly, James. The project had its origins in Iringa as an initiative by PI Holding. It all commenced when the owner of PI Holding observed the repercussions of expensive housing in Iringa, which resulted in diminished pension funds for the elderly residents. They started gathering support from various stakeholders, including local businesses and international organizations, to fund and develop the project. The community played a pivotal role in planning and decision-making, making sure the project truly met the needs of its future residents.
It's amazing to see a community-driven effort like this taking shape. How will this project benefit the seniors and retirees in Iringa?
First and foremost, it will significantly reduce their housing costs, allowing them to channel their pensions towards other important aspects of their lives, such as healthcare, education, and leisure activities. Furthermore, these sustainable homes are designed to be comfortable and accessible, catering to the specific needs of seniors. With features like energy-efficient appliances and improved insulation, the homes are not only affordable, but also designed for long-term comfort and low maintenance costs.
That's really impressive. I'm sure our listeners are curious about the impact this project will have on the environment. Can you tell us more about the sustainability aspect of these homes?
Absolutely, James. Sustainability is at the core of this project. The houses are designed to have a minimal ecological footprint. They incorporate renewable energy sources like solar panels, which not only reduce electricity bills, but also decrease the reliance on fossil fuels. Additionally, rainwater harvesting systems will reduce water costs and help conserve this precious resource. The use of environmentally friendly construction materials and the integration of green spaces and gardens within the community promote a more harmonious relationship between residents and nature. The overall aim is to create a model for sustainable living that can be replicated in other areas as well.
That's not just great for the seniors, but also for the planet. Before we wrap up, Jonathan, could you share any future plans or goals for this project in Iringa?
Certainly, James. The long-term vision for this project is to expand and create similar communities in other parts of Tanzania and even beyond. The hope is that other cities and regions can take inspiration from what's happening in Iringa and implement similar initiatives to address housing affordability and environmental sustainability. Ultimately, we want to empower seniors and retirees, not just in Iringa, but around the world, to live in comfortable and sustainable homes that allow them to enjoy their retirement to the fullest.
That's a noble vision, Jonathan. We appreciate you sharing this exciting project with us today. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, James, for having me. It's been a pleasure to talk about this important project, and I hope it inspires others to take similar steps and get interested in ways to spend as little as possible on their houses.
Thank you all for listening. Stay green, stay happy, and stay tuned for more exciting sustainable living innovations.